Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of September 6, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Are there any outlaws in the house? Tomorrow night, Friday, is the first night of bowling. Important deadlines and information below, so please keep reading. Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so that she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, 2152, at gmail.com. And the phone number is 443-629-0018. Lane assignments week 1. Lane 35, sharpshooters. Lane 36, strike time. Lane 37, gunslingers. Lane 38, triple threat. Lane 39, midnight bandits. Lane 40, silver bullets. Lane 41, Hangman. Lane 42, Rough Riders. Subs for week 1. Lane 35, out, Jerry Graham. In, Cynthia Burdine. Lane 36, out, Zelda Price. In, Kathy Glenn. And lane 39, out, Marjorie Hurd. In, Dwight Jones. Out, Miriam Dixon. In, Judy Eason. Don't forget to pay your sanction fees and locker rent. Sanction fees are $29 and will be due by October 11. Locker rent is still $35. Weekly dues are now $17. Please be considerate of your captains and get change before you get to the lane. We remember Tanya Wilson Jones. Tanya Wilson Jones from the Gate City Blind Bowlers in Greensboro passed away unexpectedly Sunday, September 1. Tanya was a former ABBA first vice president, served as the most recent president of the Carolina Bowling Alliance, and had been a league member in both Winston-Salem and in Greensboro. Her husband, Terrell, was an outlaw member when he lived in Raleigh, and he served as our league's secretary for a time. National Secretary Rosella Campbell described Tanya well when she said, "Most of us who knew her will remember a friendly, kind, honest, lovable, and very outspoken person who would tell you every time, 'Now, this is just my opinion,' or 'I don't mean any harm,' etc. I used to tell her, 'Tanya, stop apologizing. It is okay.' I am truly going to miss Tanya, yet I will always remember her and miss her presence at all of our meetings." Funeral services for Tanya will be on Saturday, September 7 in Greensboro. The service is live streamed for those who cannot attend on the Friendly Baptist Church YouTube channel. To view it, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. And now let's see the complete obituary. Tanya Renee Wilson Jones of Greensboro passed away unexpectedly on September 1st, 2024 at Moses H. Cohn Memorial Hospital. Tanya was born in Forsyth County on August 4, 1972 to her loving parents Tom and Joyce Wilson of Walkertown. Tanya graduated from Carver High School in 1990 and from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill in 1994. She went to work for the Forsyth County Health Department for 17 years until her health prohibited it. Tanya loved bowling and was very active in the Blind Bowling League, serving as first vice president, secretary, and treasurer. To know Tanya was to love her, and she loved everyone she knew. Everywhere she went, she was quick to strike up a conversation and was always ready to share her infectious smile with others. She was a pleasure to those she met, held a great work ethic, and was faithful and devoted to her chosen career. Tanya is survived by her loving husband, Terrell Jones, of the home, her parents, Tom and Joyce Wilson of Walkertown, her sister, Andrea Wilson-Rose and Tim of Moxville, and two special nephews, Jacob Rose of Herndon, Virginia, and Jared Rose, married to Mary Kate, of Moxville, along with the great nieces, Mary Ella and Salem. Tanya is also survived by her mother-in-law, Ramona Jones, and many family members in Chicago, Illinois. Funeral services are at 11 a.m., Saturday, September 7, at Friendly Avenue Baptist Church, 4800 West Friendly Avenue, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27410. The family will receive friends prior to the service beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the church. Burial will take place at Forest Lawn Cemetery, 3901 Forest Lawn Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27455. Forbes and Dick Guilford Chapel is serving the Jones family, and online condolences may be offered at www.forbesanddick.com. Outlaw Board Meeting. We will hold our first Board of Directors meeting on Tuesday, October 1 at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh. Please mark your calendars. And now the SBBA tournament in Daytona. At the season kickoff meeting, we had about 11 people indicate interest in attending the tournament in Daytona, which is great. Hotel registration deadline is September 25, and entry deadline is October 1. If you want to ride the van, the cost will be $150 per bowler. A $50 non-refundable deposit will be due next week, Friday, September 13. And the balance, also non-refundable, will be due Friday, October 4. Tournament details are as follows from the SBBA. Southeastern Blind Bowling Association Annual Tournament 2024. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Daytona Beach, Florida, from October 25 through October 27. Please encourage your league members to attend this year's tournament. We will be staying at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. The rooms are $124 plus tax for Friday and Saturday nights and $114 for Sunday, double queen rooms. Those of you who want to come early or stay later at the hotel, they have offered a rate of $114 for 3 days prior and 3 days after the event. All rooms will be oceanfront and include microwave, mini fridge, and a coffee maker. Parking has been waived. The phone number to call for reservations is 386-252-2378. And when making reservations, to let them know that you are with Blind Bowlers to get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 25. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Ormond Lanes, 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. The phone number is 386-672-2014. The scheduled events for the tournament are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate. We value your opinions. Then from 7 until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with doubles and singles competition. transportation will be available to and from the bowling alley. But you will have to need to indicate that you will need transportation on the form. We will have pre-ordered t-shirts this year for $30. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. Outlaws, this does not apply to you. Your $6 is included in our $29 sanction fee. Now, important dates and other information. Recap. Tournament date, October 25 through 27. Entry deadline, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Phone number 386-252-2378. Room rate, $124 per night plus tax. And also for Sunday, $114 per night plus tax. Hotel reservation cutoff, September 25. Bowling Center, Ormond Lanes, 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Phone number 386-672-2014. Entry fees, regular tournament $80, master tournament $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament. Mail them to Jerry Mintz, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Telephone number for Jerry, 336-391-0054. His email address, Jerry Mintz, that's J-E-R-R-Y-M-I-N-T-Z, 86, at yahoo.com. Those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Well, now we can order them and support the ABBA in the process. Click on the link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter to order, and your selection will ship directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. And you know the quality of these nuts and candies. So if you want to support the ABBA, here's a tasty way to do so. This is the last year that the IBMA Bluegrass Festival will be held in Raleigh. The city promises some sort of music festival will be scheduled, but there's no details about that as yet. This year's Bluegrass Festival is scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 27 and 28. Anyone who is blind or has low vision can request a sighted guide for the festival by contacting Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A, at pinecone.org or call 919-637-4083, extension number 3. Requests can be made up to 1 week before the event, Friday, September 20th. Please share this information with anyone you know who might benefit to help spread the word. Pinecone is still looking for volunteers to serve as sighted guides. Use the same email address or phone number as above if you would be interested in volunteering. Don't know what a sighted guide does? Well, two videos that explain it can be found in your email copy of this newsletter. They are the Sighted Guide Technique and How to Guide a Person with Vision Loss. You can view them by clicking on each in this paragraph in your email copy of this newsletter. The NC Council of the Blind State Convention is scheduled for October 4 through 6 at the Wyndham Garden, 415 South Swing Road in Greensboro. More details as they become available. Information and action steps regarding the upcoming general election on November 5, 2024, by dates and deadlines. This is a long list, folks. Hang in there. Right now, request an absentee ballot. For info on how to vote by mail, click on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. September 6, county boards of elections begin mailing absentee ballots to eligible voters who submitted a ballot request form. October 11, voter registration deadline 5 p.m. in person by U.S. mail or online. For info on how to register to vote, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. October 17, in-person early voting begins, same-day registration available. For info on same-day registration, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 29, absentee ballot request deadline, 5 p.m. November 2, in-person early voting ends, 3 p.m. November 5, general election day. Also November 5, absentee ballot return deadline, 7:30 p.m. Early voting sites by day, date, and time. I'm going to run down these for you. It begins with Thursday, October 17, from 8 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Friday, October 18, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 19, 8 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Sunday, October 20, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 21, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 22, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 23, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, October 24, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday, October 25, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 26, 8 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Sunday, October 27, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 28, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 29, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 30, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, October 31st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Saturday, November 2nd is the final day, 8 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Notes. A photo ID will be required to vote. Any registered voter in the county, they go to any early voting site to vote. If you miss the voter registration deadline on October 11 and you have lived in your county for 30 days or more, you may register and vote the same day. Online accessible voting in North Carolina in 2024. North Carolina visually impaired voters have a number of ways to vote, but most of these methods rely on the voter getting help from a family member, a trusted neighbor, or even election workers. These approaches do not allow for the voter to be able to vote privately and independently. This is of fundamental importance to most voters. Previously, the exception to this is the in-person use of the special ballot marking device. For example, Hart Verity TouchWriter used in Chatham County, E&S Express Vote used in Durham County, E&S AutoMark used in Orange County. There are a number of issues with these machines. Chief among them is the need to get to the polling place to vote in person. As of the 2020 election, North Carolina visually impaired voters have the ability to request and vote an absentee ballot online independently and privately without the need to get to the polls in person. This article aims to assist in the publicizing of the online accessible absentee ballot option and gives guidance on learning how to take advantage of this capability. A very good review of the process for voting using the accessible ballot is available by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. The How It Works section will walk you through the process of requesting, accessing, marking, and returning the accessible absentee ballot. Note that the web pages and forms are all compatible with screen readers and allow for entering signatures digitally. Note also that, as for anyone voting absentee, you must have two witnesses that sign or type, attesting that they have witnessed you marking your ballot and verify your identity. They are not to observe how you vote. You can practice locating, marking, and returning a demo ballot at any time through the NC Absentee Demo Ballot Portal by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter. Much more information about the voting options for voters with disabilities, including help for those in care facilities, curbside voting, requesting ballots in alternative formats like large print, etc., can be found by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. If you are blind or visually impaired and need assistance with any aspect of voting, please first contact your county board of elections. If you are not familiar with the county's board of election, you may find them using the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. You may also contact the NC State Board of Elections ADA Coordinator Allison Blackman at adacoordinator@ncsbe.gov or call 919-814-0705. Or send a letter, a note, to 6400 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC, 27699-6400. Follows are a series of ways for the visually impaired to vote in North Carolina. To access them, please click on the internet link for each item as they appear in your email copy of this newsletter. Help for voters with disabilities. Accessible absentee voting, absentee ballot portal, curbside voting, help for people in care facilities, MAT, close parentheses. Note, as a result of a recent court order, an absentee voter who needs assistance voting due to a disability, generally they may receive assistance from any person that they choose. Recommendations for the visually impaired voters. Case 1. You do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You have an acceptable voter ID. Your options? Go to the poll and get a spouse or friend to help you mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and get a poll worker to help you mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and do curbside voting. Case number 2. You live in a care facility. You do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or have mobility issues. You do have an acceptable voter ID. One option, work with the MAT, Multi-Partisan Assistance Team, referenced above. Case 3, you care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option. Go to the poll and use the ballot marking machine there. Note, you will need training on using the machine from the election staff, many of whom are unfortunately not well versed in operating that machine. And finally, case number 4. You do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot, but you cannot get to the polls or have mobility issues. And you want to mark and send in your ballot as soon as possible. Well, you've got one option with some notes. Use the accessible online absentee ballot portal to request, mark, and submit your ballot online by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter. And use option 1 to request to vote using the online accessible absentee ballot. And then, once approved by email, use option 3 to access, mark, and submit the accessible ballot. Note, number 1, you will need a computer or touchscreen device, an iPad, for example. Number 2, you will need training on the process. Number 3, you will need 2 witnesses to complete the process. Number 4, you can waive the voter ID requirement, part of the process. That's a lot, so you might want to go back over it. But we're going to move on now to save the date, White Cane Day 2024. It's now a 2-day event. NFB of NC and NCCB are combining. Saturday, October 12, NFB sponsoring, 10 a.m. till noon, educational seminar. Registration $30, includes box lunch. Practical information on being accessible to the blind and low vision community. Noon until 1:30 p.m., Community Resources Fair. That's F-R-E-E. Oh, no, I think they mean it is fair. Free, rather. It's a free fair. All right. Interactive demonstrations of Braille, technology, cooking, accessible recreation, and leisure activities. That'll be a fun time. You can register at https://whitecaneevent.eventbrite.com. If you need assistance registering or have any questions, please contact Betsy. And Betsy's phone number, whoever she is 919-271-3001. Vendors are welcome, but space is limited. A $25 donation is required. We are looking for vendors that provide goods and services and technology to the blind and low vision communities. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter for more information. If you have any questions, please contact Katrina. Katrina's phone number is 919-244-1695. Well, that brings us to Tuesday, October 15, 9 a.m. March from Art Space, 201 East Davie Street in downtown Raleigh, to the Legislative Building for the Governor's Proclamation. And from the NCCB, the Advocacy and Legislative Cares Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to celebrate the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right-of-way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning, as noted, and to hold an advocacy committee meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all public in us public spaces. Members of the NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works, so expect regular updates. If you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or give him a call at 301-646-9109. NFB White Cane Day t-shirts can be available for purchase. Short sleeve shirts are $20 and long sleeves are $25. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter to order. Blind Retreat, November 1, 2, and 3 at Camp Dogwood. It's the Inclusion 2024. Mark your calendar for November 1 through November 3. Escape into a weekend of all-inclusive bliss, where every detail is crafted to create unforgettable memories. Reconnect and relax with rejuvenating chair yoga classes and explore your creative side with engaging art and craft sessions. Thrill seekers, get ready for an adrenaline-pumping experience with other activities like axe throwing, archery, and more. Enjoy all meals included throughout the retreat. Relax in a cozy accommodation with two double beds, private bathrooms, Wi-Fi and TV in every room. Enjoy the peaceful sounds of nature and hassle-free transportation from Winston-Salem to Camp Dogwood. On Friday, enjoy an immense immersive live play with audio description experienced by the Royal Curtain Drama Guild. On Saturday, jam to live performances by the talented Orion Battis, O-R-Y-A-N, Battis, B-A-T-T-I-S. Electrifying beats by Easy Groove Band and groovy tunes spun by DJ Andre Woods. Get ready to dress to impress and dance the night away. Don't miss this opportunity to recharge, rejuvenate, and reignite your spirit. Reserve your spot today at Inclusion 2024 Retreat. Cost per person is $199 for double occupancy. Maximum 4 adults to a room. For booking updates and inquiries, contact us at info@blindpowercompany.org or Brendan Neal, N-E-A-L, the old-fashioned way by calling 336-408-7646. Deadline to apply, September 15. Camp Dogwood is located at 7050 Camp Dogwood Drive, Sherrill's Ford, that's S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L-S, Sherrill's Ford, N.C., 28673, and it's approximately 40 miles northwest of Charlotte, North Carolina. Camp Dogwood is the home of the North Carolina Lions Foundation that serves the blind. Please click the internet link in this section of your mail copy of this newsletter to start your adventure. Nearly 70% of working-age blind Americans are unemployed. For those in that 70% that want to work, the jobs are here. Blind Power Company provides jobs for the blind as well as the connection for employees and other employers that hire the blind and disabled. Blind Power Company also provides individual and community services for the blind, disabled, and everyone else. Drop by and see us at www.blindpowercompany.org. Save the date. Celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy a fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards, recognitions, and more. General admission tickets go on sale September 1. Tickets will be available on artsaccessinc.org. When? Friday, November 15, 2024, 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Marvel's Kids Museum, 201 East Harkett Street, Raleigh, NC 27601. More details will be announced in the near future, but please be aware of the following upcoming events. The North Carolina Reading Service Gala. The annual gala for NCRS is scheduled for September 13. The gala is both an annual celebration and the major fundraising event of the year. NCRS is now in its 41st year of service to the blind and print-impaired community through broadcasting news, information, and entertainment programs across North Carolina and beyond 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can reserve your tickets by calling NCRS at 919-832-5138. We look forward to being with you on September 13. Christmas Without Lights. Holiday celebration. It's scheduled for December 7. See the Outlaw schedule, season bowling schedule, at the end of these notes. Please note that we are currently scheduled to be off the entire months of November and December for the holiday season. We will plan some sort of holiday dinner during this time, but those details are to be determined. We now move to recipes that will bowl you over. Our first one is creamy mushroom chicken and wild rice soup. Here are your ingredients. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 pound of mushrooms sliced. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 onion diced. 2 carrots diced. 2 stalks of celery diced. 2 cloves of garlic chopped. 1 teaspoon thyme chopped. 6 cups chicken broth. 1 cup wild rice or a blend of rice including wild rice. 1 1/2 cups chicken, cooked and diced or shredded. 1 cup of milk or cream. 1 cup Parmigiano Reggiano. It says then in parentheses Parmesan. Grated salt and pepper to taste. The directions, special directions for you. Melt the butter in a pan over a medium-high heat. Add the mushrooms and cook until the mushrooms have released their liquids and the liquid has evaporated. That takes about 10 to 15 minutes before setting aside. Melt the butter in the pan, add the onions, carrots, and celery, and cook until tender, about 8 to 10 minutes. Mix in the garlic and thyme and cook until fragrant, about a minute. Add the broth, rice, chicken, mushrooms. Bring it all to a boil. Reduce the heat and then simmer, covered, until the rice is tender. This will take about 20 to 30 minutes. Mix in the milk and cheese and cook until the cheese has melted before seasoning with salt and pepper to your particular taste. And then enjoy. We have next Salisbury steak meatballs with mushroom gravy. I like that idea. Ingredients for the meatballs: 1 pound ground beef, 1/4 cup breadcrumbs, 1/4 cup milk, 1 egg, 1/2 onion finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, salt and pepper for taste. For the mushroom gravy, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 8 ounces mushrooms sliced, 2 cups beef broth, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup water. Well, with these ingredients in a large bowl, combine everything, all the meatball ingredients. Mix them well and shape into 1-inch diameter meatballs. Heat olive oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Brown the meatballs on all sides, about 2 to 3 minutes per side. Remove and set aside. In the same skillet, cook the mushrooms until they're brown and tender, about 5 minutes. Sprinkle flour over the mushrooms and cook for a minute, stirring constantly. Gradually stir in the beef broth and water, ensuring no flour lumps remain. Bring it to a simmer. Return the meatballs to the skillet. I think they got lonely out there. They want to move on. Well, cover the skillet and simmer for 10 to 15 minutes or until the meatballs are cooked through. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Serve the Salisbury steak meatballs with mushroom gravy over mashed potatoes, rice, or pasta. And oh, that sounds so good. There's something else that sounds really good. This is the Outlaw season schedule remaining for 2024-25. September 6th, bowl first night. Well, I guess it's not remaining. Yes, it is. It's today. Bowl September 6th, okay? That is week one. Then September 13, bowl, week two, and the NCRS gala. September 20th, bowl, third week. September 27, bowl, has a 4 here in parentheses, that means fourth week. So every time I give you a number, it's going to be what week it is. October 4, off, but also the ACB State Convention in Greensboro. October 11, bowl, 5. October 18, bowl, 6. October 25, off. SBBA tournament in Daytona, Florida, October 25 to 27. November 1, bowl, 7. It is also the Gutterthon and Bake Sale. November 8, off. Veterans Day, long weekend. November 15, off. ABBA Midyear in Cleveland, Ohio. November 22, off. November 29, off. Thanksgiving weekend. December 6, off. But Christmas Without Lights, December 7, 6 to 9 p.m. Location to be determined. December 13, off. Tentative date, however, for the Christmas dinner is December 14. Details to be determined. December 20, off. December 27, off. January 3, bowl. This is session number 8. July 10, bowl number 9. July 17, off. Martin Luther King holiday. July 24, bowl, number 10. July 31, it's January, folks. January 3, January 10, January 17, off. January 24, bowl. January 31, bowl, number 11. All right, back on track. February 7, bowl, 12. February 14, bowl, 13. February 21, bowl, 14. February 28, bowl, 15. March 7, bowl, 16. March 14, bowl 17. March 21, off, but it's the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. March 28, bowl 18. April 4, bowl 19. April 11, bowl 20. April 18, Good Friday. April 25, bowl 21. May 2nd, Tentative Outlaw Invitational. And May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. And I don't know about you, but my eyes are spinning reading all of this information. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws of September 6, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.